It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Is that another nice day out there today?
It looks like it,
Look at that. How many days in a row is that now?
I mean, it's been a lot. I know it rained a little bit this morning, I think, but it's gone now, and it's a beautiful day. And I even looked into next week. Next week also looks awesome.
Well, that's good, because we're playing next week again.
That's right. And so, there's also Halloween, so good for the trick-or-treaters.
Yes. We're getting drought and fire warnings in New Jersey.
So, honestly, it's like from August until now. Water your lawns. Like, we'll probably get hit with a snowstorm or something. Just relax.
God. Why did that make you so mad?
I'm talking about how I'm loving the weather, and I'm able to be outside. I'm able to do what I want to do, and he's got to ruin it. Oh, we're in a drought and a fire. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, don't smoke your cigarettes outside and drop your butts in the dry grass. Then, all right.
Wow, just giving you facts. That's all,
and I'm giving you facts too. It's been beautiful outside. I mean, October has been ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it has.
And so it was September.
And honestly, we had one of the best Junes we've ever had as well. We've had a great run here. So hopefully, I always say that, you know, when you have a great run like that, you're going to have a bad winter. But I don't even know if we're capable of having bad winters anymore, knock on wood. I don't even know.
You know, eventually, we're going to have a bad winter. Eventually.
Careful, G. You're talking about climate change. You might want to back off that comment.
You're going to go in there and you're just going to pop his head right off his neck.
If he wants a battery operated, you know, stove, go ahead, go for it. I don't care. Enjoy it.
We're getting closer and closer to election day. Tensions are rising. You guys spend more time together than usual yesterday.
But he and I were the only ones that were really, truly enjoying it.
100%. That is true.
Oh, you know why? Because we had alcohol.
No, that's
just
right.
Like Al's talking about, you know, your tailgate party is only enjoyable when you're having alcohol.
Correct.
Now, I have a friend. We have a friend. Because by extension, you're his friend.
Okay.
And he goes to every single giant tailgate party, but then leaves before the game starts.
Really?
Yes.
Who is that?
The great Mikey K.
Oh, does he? That's smart. You know what? That is perfect for a guy like him.
He actually said that he left the tailgate last week and got home before the game was in the second quarter.
What a great idea that is.
He loves his friend's tailgate party, loves hanging out with his friends, loves being there, just doesn't want to go to the game. He'd rather watch it at home on TV.
And then you could leave and there's no traffic. What a genius he is.
Yes, he is.
I might start doing that, because it's not even that bad. Like, getting to MetLife Stadium
was not bad at all.
No, it took an hour and 7 minutes or something. So, that's not a bad idea.
Go hang out with the Winters Brothers.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Say hi. Shake a couple hands.
Right, then leave.
Get back in your car. Listen to it on the radio.
No. But I just leave. Like, they get there at, like, 9 o'clock. I'll just get there at 9, and then I'll leave it at, like, 11:45, noon, and get home.
There you go.
I mean, what a great idea.
That is a great idea.
I went to a Rutgers football game last year, and when I was paying to park in the lot, the woman taking my money, she said, "Are you going into the game or just tailgating?" Because wow. They were going to put me in a different spot. It blew my mind. I couldn't believe someone was going just to tailgate and then go home.
You know why? Because they love the tailgate now. Unlike you.
Weed, weed, weed.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about that. That take of, like, people are doing this not because they actually enjoy it, but they think they should be enjoying it. And I started thinking to myself, like, what do I do in my life that I think I'm supposed to be doing, but I really don't enjoy doing it? And I couldn't come up with anything. I'm not saying that I have not done that in my life before, but I couldn't really, oh, we're supposed to do this to have fun, but then you don't have fun doing it.
Can't think of one thing.
Yeah, I can't.
I mean, even this job is fun when you think about it. I mean, getting in your car to get here is another story.
Indeed.
For all of us, but I would just say that it's a fun job.
Yeah.
Love where you work. That's what I say.
And, you know, kind of just risking it as you're walking from your car to the building. A little risk, a little roll of the dice.
Yeah, but, you know, that gives you a little bit of pizzazz in your life. Yeah. You can't just walk around with your head up your ass your whole time. I mean, you got to get out there and get involved.
It is true.
And you had even more excitement yesterday because you went on the subway.
I cannot believe you got on the subway.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about the two of us never being on the subway again, and I cannot believe you got on there.
Olivero tried to convince me to go down there, and I'm like, I'm going down there.
Why is he so passionate about the things that we all know are disgusting?
You know why? Because he's a Brooklynite. He's a Brooklyn dude. He loves Brooklyn. He loves the city. I mean, he is really, truly passionate. Look, we all love the city. It's just some of the policies that are directed at us that impact our lives that we don't like.
Right, right, right.
But he is just a guy that is just go along, get along guy, and he loves it, and he believes in it, and he loves everything about it.
Yeah, all right. But I think he's over the top with his love of the subway. I think he's got to take an L on that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's the whole problem is that there aren't more people like him.
What do you mean? That actually have like civic pride and don't poop on the A train?
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
He has one. I think that's exactly how I would explain it. He has civic pride.
Yeah, but 100%. Not a lot of people with respect on these things.
Unfortunately, he has dealt with some of that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you asked me why, I think that he likes using the subway, and I'm just telling you why.
Yeah, I experienced this too, Gio. I know you haven't been in a subway in a long time, like me previous. You buy your ticket now, tap with your phone on the turnstile.
Oh, wow. You didn't even have a Metro card.
Yeah, it was wild.
Until somebody steals your phone when you got it out. could you have jumped the turnstiles yesterday, or did they have the new ones in there?
No, they look jumpable.
Jumpable, okay.
But they were also new because they took that new tap to pay situation.
Okay. Mm. Smart.
You know what I loved, but it was just hilarious to me when I used to ride the subway. They'd have those emergency doors that would be there that would say if you hit this, there'd be alarm would go off. And it never would go off. So then there'd be some stations where people would just go through the emergency door, never go through the turnstile, and would just someone would be there like holding the door, letting everybody in. I mean, that's a huge problem with the MTA is the fare jumpers or whatever.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So anyway, I don't know what the hell we're talking about, but here we are.
Right? Just like the ghost license plates. Just like the fraud that takes place on the streets everywhere, you know.
Fraud!
But that's the problem when you live in an area that has 21 million people.
That's true. Excuse me. Ira in the Bronx has been waiting to talk some Jets with us, so let's do it. Good morning, Ira. What's going on?
Not much. How are you guys?
Great, Ira. What do you got for us?
I just have to ask Boomer, how would he feel if his wide receiver sat out with a Fugazi hamstring, and then 2 weeks later, he saw him running down the field tackling somebody because he doesn't want to play with you?
Yeah, that would be upsetting for me if I were his teammate in Las Vegas, 100%. But, you know, if I were Aaron Rodgers and I could get him on my team and get the performance out of him that I think I'm going to get out of him, then I'd be really happy.
Yeah, but if Chris Collinsworth decided he didn't want to play with you because you suck, then how would you feel watching him on the sidelines when you're trying your best and 2 weeks later he's playing for somebody else because he doesn't want to play with you?
You know, here's the one thing I will say, Ira, is that I didn't experience that, so I was lucky that I didn't have to deal with what Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell are dealing with out there in Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, you talk about a team that's unraveling. I would say that the Las Vegas Raiders are unraveling.
Yeah, without a doubt.
If they haven't already unraveled.
Yeah, but Ira makes a good point that, you know, Davante Adams does not look good in that situation, but, you know, he's someone that looks committed here, you know?
How many players have we seen force trades in Major League Baseball, in NBA, and the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, so I mentioned, like, there was a little bit of James Harden in what was going on with Davante Adams. So we'll see how it goes here. But, I mean, you know, James Harden was acting like he was, you know, he wasn't around. I swear he put on a fat suit there in Houston. Like, I swear.
And I will say that Devontae's actions, I don't know how hurt he was. I don't ever want to question somebody's integrity about their injuries or anything of that nature. But when you couple that with Antonio Pierce's former head coach saying there are players around here making business decisions, it leads you to believe that he thought that Devontae was healthy enough to play for them but didn't want to because he wanted to be traded.
Yeah.
Well, so if that is the case, then, you know, he left behind a trail of stink with, you know, with the Raiders.
He certainly did. But for Jets fans, they don't care because it looks like they got a guy who cares and is ready and
oh, he cares. Here. He came back and made that tackle on that interception.
Right.
He cares.
No, and he also talked about, you know, with the team how important it is. And he, you know,
but the other part of this is that the Raiders, you know, brought him there and said, you're going to play with your best friend, Derek Carr, and then let Derek Carr walk out the building.
Right, that same year,
there
really
was something wrong between Josh McDaniels, Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, changing coaches, this and that. So Devontae was sold a bill of goods, you could claim, and that he felt that he was lied to by the Raiders. And that's why he did what he did to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And it's fine because we've seen it a lot. He did not go full psycho when it came to this thing. He was very quiet about it. You know, he did the 1K Adams interview, and that was basically it. But, yeah, I mean, it happens all the time in pro sports. You could, if you're the Raiders, you're pissed off at the guy. If you're the Jets, you love the fact that he's here. But he's got, I mean, this is a... You know, the other thing that he said when he was talking about addressing the team, Aaron Rodgers also said that I cannot believe. He said that we're flat before the game. Like, there's no excuse to be that flat before the game. How is that possible? Especially having made a coaching change. And it's a prime time game.
Everybody's deferring to Aaron Rodgers. That's a big problem. Everybody defers to the superstar quarterback thinking he's going to make all the plays, make all the throws. He's 40 years old, coming off an Achilles. Everybody else has got to step up their game. My message, if I were Jeff Ulbrich, to that entire team would be, it's not just about number 8. Everybody has got to buy in. Everybody's got to believe. And hopefully Devontae Adams has brought that to this team, and hopefully it will start to show itself this week against the Patriots.
You know, there is something about that, I think, from the mental part of the game. Where the Jets, when Aaron Rodgers went down last year in week one, with 4 plays in, are like, okay, you know, we have to pick up our game because Zach is here. We don't want this to be a wasted season. And then this year, all right, Aaron's here and he's healthy. And it's like, all right, now all we got to do is just jump on his back. I mean, there has to be some of that going on.
I'm telling you, dude, I've been in 2 situations like that. And from a quarterback's perspective, while it's nice to be respected and it's nice to be thought of as the leader and the great player and all that other stuff, it is exhausting mentally. It is, you know, and then on top of everything else, you know, he had to deal with an injury. He's got to deal with, you know, interviews, and he puts himself out there. You know, it's exhausting. It's a mentally exhausting position where you just got to get support from other players on your team on the field.
Yeah, and physically too, because as we mentioned before, he's been on the injury report with both knees, a low ankle sprain, and now a hamstring.
So maybe that's why they're trying to run the ball more now. It's why Breece Hall's getting more involved out of the I formation and, you know, getting the ball downhill, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Running north-south.
Well, I mean, Breece Hall's been very, very good for them the last couple
games.
Of weeks.
Last 2 games.
Yeah, no, yes, the last.
Prior to that, looks like
terrible.
He was lost.
No, he was horrible. I'm saying the last 2 weeks, he's been very good for them. I think that's a very positive sign for the offense. Go to Anthony in West Haven. What's going on, Anthony?
Okay, guys, so my friend has a dilemma. He has the legend seats for game 3 and game 4, right? And with the legend seats come the preferred parking.
Yeah.
And so he just, as a joke, put the preferred parking up yesterday to see what would happen. Just the preferred parking. And he put the tickets up for $1,000. Just the parking tickets. And it went to a bidding war. So he had these 2 guys bidding on just the parking passes. And he sold it for $22.50 yesterday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
That's so sweet, man. That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
so
I mean,
here's his problem. Here's his problem.
Yeah.
He has the legend tickets now. But he needs a roof on his house. His roof has 2 layers, and the roof went. So now he's a desperate, diehard Yankee fan, and he promised to take his son to a game.
Call our buddies at Gunner Roofing. That's right, what I would do.
But should he? But now he's thinking if he sells the game 3 tickets, right?
Yeah.
And if he waits till tomorrow, later on tomorrow afternoon, people are going to be more desperate. The prices are going to shoot up higher because, like, he's seeing the same thing you're seeing. He's seeing the Legend seats go for $6,000, $5,000. I mean, there's Legend seats that are going for $11,000 a ticket. And now he's thinking he could set up his whole winter just by selling these tickets.
Yeah, how old is his son?
His son is 13. And
this is what you do. You sell the Legend tickets. You get the standing room only tickets. You get the roof, and you get to take the kid, but he can sit down.
Right. That's what he's thinking, because this could carry him over through the whole winter.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How did he get Legends tickets? By the way, if he owns Legends tickets, he's not short on cash.
No, but here's the thing. His lawyer gave them to him. He was involved in he was going through a legal case, and his lawyer had extra tickets and gave him Legends tickets.
Oh, nice.
You can't sell the tickets that somebody gave you.
Why right? not?
I why don't... not, though? That's what, but listen, why not?
Because the lawyer, I don't know, man. You got the lawyer upset. You got pissed off when Craig sold a truck.
The lawyer got 33% of the freaking settlement.
He was thinking.
He got 33% off of his ass.
Okay.
Right? So he gave the tickets. Now make some of that 33% back.
It's not like the lawyer didn't do any work.
What do you mean he didn't work?
That's his problem, too, because is the lawyer going to find out he sold the tickets? And then be pissed off at him, right?
The lawyer's probably listening to us right now, so yeah, now he knows. So you did a good job. You called into the right place for the lawyer to find out.
Well, I don't know. This is his dilemma. So, like, he called me up and said, what do I do? Because if he waits till later on tomorrow afternoon, right, we're getting closer to the game, the tickets are just going to be going up in value.
All right, Anthony, let me ask you this question. I mean, do you have any idea how much of a settlement he got from whatever the lawyer was representing him for?
Yes, yes.
North of $10 million.
No.
North of a million.
No.
No, it was minimal.
Right.
Yeah, so the lawyer didn't make that much money.
Yeah.
Well, still though, but the lawyer had extra tickets though. So it wasn't like the lawyer. So that's a side dilemma, because that's not really even like he thinks the lawyer would be mad at him if he finds out, but he'll probably never use the lawyer again, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I think what he's thinking of is geez, this could carry him through winter. This could get him the roof, and this could set him up for the rest of the rest of this year. You know,
yeah, I'm not kidding. You could call Gunner Roofing today. They'll take a picture of your house. They'll tell you how much the roof is going to cost. Because if you need a new roof, you want to make sure that you know how much the roof is going to cost before you sell those tickets.
Yeah.
Well, he was thinking the roof was going to cost around $15,000 or $20,000 because it has two layers on it already,
and it
has to be totally stripped off.
Oh, it's a double-layered roof.
Yeah, but Gunner Roof.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, so it's got to go down the plywood.
I know.
It's got to go down the plywood. So he was thinking $15,000 for the roof. You know, it's a big house.
Jeez.
It's a raised ranch. So.
Oh, it's a raised ranch. It's a big house.
Yeah.
Oh, this is too many. You know what? This is a dilemma because I don't have an answer.
A lot of variables. But I think
that
lawyer got paid. He gave you the tickets or gave your friend the tickets. I think your friend can sell the tickets.
See, like normally.
No, that's what I think. That's what I told him. I said I would sell them because if he waits till tomorrow afternoon, you know what? Those tickets are probably worth $10,000 a piece.
Yeah, I know.
It all depends on what happens the first two games. If the Yankees win those two games, game 4, game 5 could be clinching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is game three.
But it's the first game back. You know, hopefully, you know, if they have a split, it's game 3 is going to be really important. It's going to be a big moment. It's going to be a big night. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
lawyer made money. See, like, this is why we give these tickets out to these people that support the radio station.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So the WFAN ticks are monitored by the Yankees, and if they're resold, they flag the ticket, by the way.
Well, there you go.
I just got that information. But if I didn't just freshly come off of this Game 5 NLCS experience that I had that was priceless,
I would have said 100% sell the ticket. But he's talking about bringing his 13-year-old son there.
Yeah, but I told you, he could sell those tickets for more money and buy other tickets somewhere else in the stadium and still pocket 10 grand.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
do that.
That's what he should do.
That, all right, that, there's your answer.
So this way, you know, hopefully your son doesn't know you have legend seats. Because, you know, that candy wall is worth everything for those kids.
That's the other part. It wants me walking around the stadium like with a million other people running around with a standing room only ticket.
You know what? It's just it's the experience for the 13-year-old, which you don't want to take out of the mix here. You want to keep that in the mix. But I think you sell the legend seats, you buy a couple of other seats, and you're still making some money. And then you can get your new roof.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, people in Pittsburgh used to say woof, too, for wolf. And I was like, I can't do that. Like Gina said to me once, like, oh, it looks like a woof. And I said, time out. I said, no, we're not doing this. You have to say wolf. If we're going to continue this relationship, you cannot refer to a wolf as a wolf. Roof and woof was a thing.
Mm.
Couldn't stand it.
I mean,
have you ever heard that? Wolf?
I had never heard that.
People call a wolf a wolf? Yeah. I mean, it was across the board in Pittsburgh.
Wow. Is that a Right Eddie spot?
Right Eddie? Yes, Greg. I don't know what moment of the day is going to be, but the quick interaction of Boomer talking about how nice the weather is, and then Eddie piping in with his drought thing, and then Boomer going, just shut the F up. Then he going, oh, okay.
I did not hear it.
Oh, okay. You got I mean, that, to
when
me.
When was this?
It was right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour.
8:03?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, and it was, and just Eddie going, oh, okay, sir, just shut the hell up.
Just. I was just commenting on how beautiful just another day
cloudless.
Is going to be.
Yeah.
And then Eddie had to ruin my little.
There's drought warnings and wildfire warnings. Yeah.
Drought and fire warnings in New Jersey.
A bunch of wolves are going to come out of the woods.
I
eat
told
your
them,
children.
Listen, when you're smoking your butt, don't drop the ashes into the dry grass.
That'd be bad. That would be bad. I know. I went and met my son on the 10th hole yesterday, right from the event.
Yeah.
It's not a cloud in the sky. It was beautiful out. It's not hot. Like, it couldn't
it
be nicer.
It has been this way since the end of August.
Hey, yeah, Jerry. Yeah, no, I know. Yes.
With this nice weather, am I allowed to suck off this area?
You can suck off this area for the last 3 months. Yes, I would agree.
Okay. Thank you.
You can suck off this area. But in fairness, I have sucked off this area in the fall, too, for the last 5 years.
Okay.
You know what, though? Let me ask you a question.
But
you
I would not suck off this area in the summer.
You're with your son, and
yeah.
You're playing golf.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you say suck off this area when you're doing what you want to do?
Because I despise this area, and I just don't like it. What do you want me to tell you? And I think the summer weather is not great. Now, the fall weather is phenomenal, and we had a good summer this year. We did.
We did. A great summer.
And you got to remember, too, I'm also scarred from two trips down the Jersey Shore with a house when it rained all week.
That's true. Bad experience.
A July trip and an August trip.
Yeah.
And I said I would never, never vacation in this area ever again.
Yeah, when we were talking about living here and the weather and stuff, this is for people who don't know. Jerry goes, I'm not like him, and points to me and says, who sucks off this area? I was like, wow.
I don't know if we ever talked about this, but when you were in Italy,
yeah.
Yes. We had really bad weather.
Yo, it was a terrible week.
And it would have been the week you were at Fire Island.
And Jerry just kept saying, you know, if Gio didn't go to Italy, we would be at Fire Island. It'd be raining.
Oh, it worked out perfectly for
it
us.
It did.
Because
yes,
it was like cold and wet every
it
day.
It was horrible.
We were getting pictures from home of the girls like wearing raincoats and everything. And we were in, like, you know, 85 degrees, no clouds, not even a chance that it would rain. That. Oh, it was the greatest thing ever. It was a perfect summer. It really was. And a perfect fall so far.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I know I'm, again, going to be off the beaten path here, but because we're talking about nature and fires and weather and all that. Did you by any chance see the video that Eric Burns showed on the Mayor's podcast with Sean Casey, former MLB
yeah,
player?
Of course, Sean, yeah.
So this was Burns. So, you know, they talk World Series baseball and all this. And in the middle, Casey kind of interrupts him and tells the host,
there's a bear in Burns' house, and he was home.
look, leave us home.
Okay, so he wants to show the video, so he pulls up the video on his phone, and then Burns starts to explain exactly what happened.
There's this big open living area with, you know, couches, ping pong table, bar, everything. And so when I walk down, as soon as I'm like getting like second, third step, just do, I look on top of the bar is what I thought was a stuffed animal.
A big stuffed animal. So then he continues, and then he says he kind of realized at one point the thing started moving.
I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, whoa, what a cool stuffed animal.
And then he realized as it started crawling on the bar, he then had to go alert everybody.
I go upstairs, I go, Kara! My wife starts yelling for
You have to see this video. It is like, it's literally his basement, you know, but not like a walk-in basement. Like
where does
in.
He live?
I couldn't tell. I would think somewhere. Well, they're doing the podcast. He's outside with Sean Casey in the mountains somewhere. So okay. Obviously an area like that. The video is wild. What I didn't play for you was the setup where his 13-year-old daughter is upstairs with one of her friends, and he's got his 14-year-old son. They're literally right upstairs from this bear that is in their basement. And then the best part of the video, which is better to watch than listen, the bear comes back in after it leaves. It pokes its head in, and him and his wife are yelling at it and running at it as opposed to, like, I don't know, locking the basement door, and the bear actually ran away. Pretty wild, though. The video is crazy, so...
Is it? Let's see. So
you probably have to see it on the podcast unless they posted his phone video, because that's where I saw it.
Okay.
And all the video is very clear on the phone. The way he holds the camera up to his phone up to the camera, it's a very clear thing. And if you go to the YouTube show, it's all the way at the end, maybe with like 3 minutes to go on the podcast. It's
okay.
Easily findable. If you have an opportunity, really something to watch. All right, we got week 8 tonight with the Rams and the Vikings in Los Angeles. In terms of our local teams, Jets in New England on Sunday. Here's Devontae Adams. We talked about him earlier, talking to the team after the loss to the Steelers. Here's what he wants from this unit going forward.
This team being so talented on the, you know, roster-wise, it's just a waste to have everybody out there and, you know, to have a dead sideline like that. Brees catch a ball and go 60, and we can't feed off none of the energy, and those type of plays are supposed to be contagious for the rest of the team.
They're just rotten. The whole team. The whole organization just rotten.
Not yet. Not yet.
I mean, that's how bad is that?
I know. I'm just telling
you're
you how.
You're on the road in this hostile environment. These fans are going crazy. You just got Devontae Adams. If you win this game, you got the Patriots next week to get the 4-4. You just fired your coach. Your coach is out on his ass because you guys couldn't perform, and they're walking around like zombies on the sideline.
All accurate. I'm not saying that you're not accurate. I'm just not giving up yet.
Monday night, the Giants are in Pittsburgh. Owner John Mara did say Wednesday there will not be any changes with Dable and Shane, and also made it clear in the offseason no changes as well. The Dolphins...
Well, he said expected no changes.
Okay. Right?
Okay.
But let me ask you a question. You know, he's out, and he now is exposed to reporters who are out at the same function that he's at. And they ask him, are you going to fire your GM and your head coach? Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that at the end of the year. That would be the perfect answer right now.
No, you don't.
He can't say that.
No, he's not going to say that.
I wouldn't expect him to.
Then why even ask the question?
Because he may look like crap.
Like, he may say something like, you know, things aren't going the way we want to, and at the year we're going to have to evaluate everything.
And that's the story.
Which is different than we expect them to come back next year. And many times he has said that with these previous dopes that he's hired. So I don't think Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are dopes. I think he should keep them. But you have to ask that question, especially with the rate in which John Mara changes coaches and general managers.
And has had the right to do so with the way the team has played.
Well, yeah, indeed. But he's also hired him.
True. Dolphins-Cardinals Sunday. Tua expected back at quarterback. One person who doesn't think in terms of the helmet condom, what's it called again?
It's called the anti-concussion condom.
The Guardian cap.
Guardian
thank you.
Cap, yes.
Who doesn't think it's going to have much of an effect in terms of protecting Tua is Chad Ochocinco, and his reasoning for that.
Once you're jarred up there, even with that Guardian cap, it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same thing, huh? Them mother moving fast as hell, man.
You're talking about how violent game is.
Let me explain something to you. You got a couple players that I do believe have invested in the helmet company called Visus. And they make helmets that are specifically for each of the individual's heads. okay? And they're specially made. That's why they look different. And, you know, quite frankly, these helmets are better than any helmets that have ever been made before in the history of this game. And they continually try to improve them. And I'm sure he's got a specialized helmet where the back of it's got extra padding, certain pads around his head that are needed because of the concussions he's already taken. So, I mean, that Guardian cap's not going to, I don't think, would do anything, but... I don't know, everybody just wants to sit in judgment of the guy who wants to do his job and make his money and play the game.
Yeah, I mean, I know other people have. I mean, I feel like we've been very fair to this, and it's his choice and it's his decision, and no one is pressuring him into doing it. And there's a lot of money on the line that he could take care of generations, and he's sacrificing maybe his future years to be able to get that money. I mean, it's no one's forcing him to play football, you know, and these are his decisions, and he knows what's going on.
I'll have more from Ocho next hour. I know we're running out of time here. You've got Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night in Los Angeles between the Dodgers and the Yankees. We did hear from David Stearns yesterday. More on him next hour. Also, the Nets lost their season opener in Atlanta, 120-116, as Trae Young had 30. Cam Thomas had 36 in the loss. Nick Claxton was ejected in the fourth quarter for a pretty solid hit on Dyson Daniels in transition. NHL tonight, the Rangers take on the Panthers. The Devils are in Detroit.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. World Series starts tomorrow. Don't forget, we are giving away tickets. The hottest ticket in town. One of the biggest tickets we have seen around here in some time. Yankees, Dodgers, World Series tickets will be given away during the show tomorrow. So will BT and Sal. So will Evan and Tiki. So I did get the details on my buddy who resold his tickets. So listen to this. So it's section 12, second row, Champions Suite. All right, that's where this is. The face value on this is $800 a ticket for World Series. He had four of them. He resold each one for $5,500. It's almost $5,000 above face value each ticket for Game 5. And they went, he said, in less than a minute.
And the thing about that is there's no refunds. So there is no Game 5.
No, there is. There 100% is.
Oh, so in other words, like he will
he not, needs a Game 5.
He needs a Game 5.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just going to say, like,
He's a big Yankee fan. He goes, it'd be great if they swept, but man, I need that Game 5.
Hey, just let me ask you a question. So did he get the money yet or no?
You know what? I don't know. That's another
saying.
Question.
Like if you're selling your tickets on the secondary market, don't you get that money right now?
Yeah, I actually don't know how that works. Interesting. Yeah, or you'd have to think, like, or maybe it sits in.
Let me ask you a question. Like, let's say the Yankees are up, 3-1. In Game 5 is the clinching game. How much are those tickets going to be worth?
Oh, it'd be even crazier. But he just jumped on it. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not actually sure if you get that money right away. Someone will know. I'm sure we'll get 15 calls for Al, and then they'll keep calling. Hey, you're thinking about the tickets? Then tomorrow we'll get the same thing. Yeah, they were talking about the tickets?
And
about the game, get the refund on the tickets? WFAN. Yeah, the guys, I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago, or maybe it was 2 months ago, they were talking about the StubHub and the refund on the tickets. So I've been doing this for years. You know, I've been in the ticket business since 1973. You know, I've been a Yankee fan since 1955. And what happens is, well, this is generally what happens. It sort of depends on the site or not. But what happens is if it's StubHub or it's SeatGeek or it's Vivid Seats, what they will do is, now we're talking about the Yankee game, what they will do is they'll put it in sort of like an escrow. Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, that's somebody will have an answer for us.
I I just think that this whole ticket thing is such a, as they would say, mishigas.
Sean in East Islip. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, boys. How are you today?
All right, Sean. What's happening?
All right. So, Yankee season ticket holder. I had a conflict. I bought home game number 1, which is Monday, the 28th. taking my son to Pittsburgh to see the Steelers game, and it just fell on that conflict. So I sold the tickets on TickPick. To get to your point, Boomer, you do not get the money until like 2 weeks later after it all clears. They say around November 6th, they should get the money.
Wow, so somebody's holding on to some money and making some money by holding on to that money.
That's correct. That's correct. It's a company called HyperWallet, third party. They said they'll contact you via email. You then give them your banking information or whatever conduit you use to receive the money, and then there you go.
Yeah. Listen, I love...
I guess if you're selling in the secondary market, you got to play the game. I guess if you're selling on the secondary market, you have to play the game.
Yeah.
And you got to play by their rules.
And I love capitalism. I don't want to live anywhere other, but there's some issues sometimes.
Yeah, there's always going to be some scam artists.
There's always going to be some scam artists out
there. Yes, exactly.
That's what, you know. Yeah, interesting.
2 weeks later? Wow.
So that money's sitting somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
The other thing you didn't do with the callers is now I get a call. That guy's not correct.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that guy just called. He didn't know what he's talking about. See, I get the money. I don't know what site he's using, but I get the money right away. And that's the only way I will do that is I get the money right away. You're an idiot if you don't get the money right away. So I sold the tickets to the Aaron Boone game, I remember.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Take a quick break.